Taiko Japanese Drum Ensemble thundered, federal, state, and local officials mingled with workers and invited guests, took tours of the rail cars that will be built at Rochelle, including many for Chicago's Metra, and surveyed the cavernous building. After an invocation, a long line of speakers, including the mayor of Rochelle and various company executives, took turns lauding the new plant and the partnerships that produced it. The chairman of Nippon Sharyo, Katsuyuki Ikushima, observed that the lines of two of the country's largest railroads cross in Rochelle.
Japan and Illinois are also intersecting here as we embark together to build the world's finest rail car.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn pointed to the investment the state made to lure the company, which is the largest maker of high-speed rail cars in Japan. $10 million in incentives, made up of tax credits, job training funds, and infrastructure improvements, including $5.5 million for a rail spur from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe main line to the new factory. He also credited the state's pool of talent.
We've got well-skilled workers. I think one of the great things about our state is we have men and women who know how to work hard, get the job done, and get it done right.
The state took care of the demand side, too. 3 years ago, Quinn signed a bill that gave Metra $585 million that allowed the organization to purchase 160 new rail cars. The law also made it clear that those cars should preferably be built in Illinois. Company officials acknowledged that the increased demand to Buy American played a role in their decision to move here. Getting the Metra contract, along with the potential for more as Illinois and other states pursue high-speed rail, seems to have made locating its plant in Rochelle an attractive business option. Japan's ambassador to the U.S., Ishiro Fujisaki, said it was a special day. He lauded railway investment as good for the environment and the economy and predicted a great future for the partnership.
As Kentucky in Japan is known as state of Toyota, Tennessee for Nissan, Indiana for Subaru, and Ohio for Honda, Illinois will remember it in Japan as state of Nippon Sharyo.
Representatives of the Federal Railroad Administration and U.S. Department of Commerce both said the opening was a good example of efforts to increase manufacturing jobs and foreign investment in the U.S., while the acting chair of Metra's board said he was looking forward to bringing the new state-of-the-art cars that include features like plug-ins for passengers' laptops to commuters. And everyone lauded the city of Rochelle for its willingness to aggressively build on its location and work with others to bring new business to the area. Following the speeches came the rituals, both Japanese and American. First, there was the Daruma doll. The doll's left eye was marked in at a ceremony marking the inception of the project 2 years ago to express a wish for a successful completion. Rochelle's Economic Development Director, Jason Anderson, explained what came next.
Now that that wish has come true, we will paint in the right eye, which brings good luck to the Nippon Sharyo Company for many, many years to come.
Then, accompanied by a drum roll, officials lined up, each in turn filling in part of the eye. Next came the ribbon-cutting ceremony, actually two of them, to accommodate the large number who wanted to be included. And then came the sake cask opening, another traditional Japanese ritual. Again, it was actually two casks to accommodate the crowd of officials. The governor and others all donned robes and wielded beribboned wooden mallets, waiting for the cue to smash the tops of the casks.
Yoisho! 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 Arigatou
gozaimashita! The officials then shared a toast to health and prosperity. Nippon Sharyo officials say they look forward to a profitable future in the U.S. In addition to Illinois, the plant has contracts to supply cars to railways in California, Canada, and Virginia. The company's president also says it will encourage its suppliers to move close to the plant. One has already relocated to Belvedere, and more are expected to come to the area. Jason Anderson says, as a result, it won't be just Rochelle that benefits from Nippon Sharyo.
We believe that this project will impact as much as a 100-mile radius of Rochelle. The suppliers that are already supplying Nippon Sharyo come from within that range.
Anderson says that within that radius, the plant could result in another 450 jobs created or retained. Finally, it was time for lunch for the 500 or so in attendance. Sushi, prepared by Rochelle's brand new Japanese restaurant. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.